With the approaching holiday weekend, we need to focus a little bit on the freeze and frost potential for the Midwest, and that's what we'll do here at this point. We do fully expect to see the cold weather work its way through the Midwest next week, as previously described, and I'm still convinced that the cold weather will probably not cause much in the way of permanent damage to the wheat crop across the heart of the Midwest. So we will see frost and freezes in a fairly large portion of the region, and some of that cold will already begin as we move into Sunday and Monday, and the Northern Plains, but it'll probably be Wednesday and Thursday of next week when the majority of the Midwest is impacted by this similar conditions. We expect temperatures in the 20s in the Northern Plains, also in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and maybe northernmost parts of Iowa during the coldest times. We'll also see some 20-degree readings in the northwest corner of Illinois. But most areas further to the east and south will see lows running mostly in the 30s with a few upper 20s. And those temperatures in the lower eastern Midwest are just not cold enough for the crop that's mostly in the vegetative to adjoint stage of development. Temperatures would have to be a good 5 to 6 degrees colder before we even got close to the damage threshold in some of those areas. And remember, there's been frost and freezes in recent weeks. In fact, both of the last 2 weeks, there's been some frost and freezes in parts of the Great Lakes region and the state of Ohio, which has kept the wheat development in those areas kept in check, more or less. Now, if we manage to get some colder weather to occur further south into parts of the Carolinas, Tennessee, or even the Northern Delta, it might be a little bit more of a threat for those areas because the crops are in the boot and heading stage of development. And temperatures certainly getting into the 20s would be a bad thing for those areas. But we don't expect temperatures to get that cold unless something really strange happens over the weekend and the models turn much colder. But as of right now, I don't see much reason for widespread concern over the fate of the wheat crop versus the freezing temperatures. Now, precipitation across the Midwest is going to be continuing rather minimal for a while. The disturbance that was bringing some showers earlier today from Missouri to the Ohio River Valley will be focusing more on the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and parts of the southeastern states over the next couple of days. The moisture will certainly help to maintain a favorable outlook for many of these crop areas. Some delay to fieldwork will occur, but only for a brief period. Drier weather will occur shortly thereafter. The majority of the Midwest is not likely to see a significant rain event now for a little while. Net drying conditions will continue across the Great Lakes region in the upper Midwest. There is a cool front that will come through the region as we go from Friday into the first part of next week. That is the leading edge of the colder air, and as it comes through the region, there's not going to be a great deal of moisture available for significant precipitation to evolve. As a result, we're going to see net drying conditions in many areas. When the cooler air settles into the region, we'll likely see a slowdown in the evaporation rates, which will help conserve what moisture is still in the soil. As we get away from the coldest air late next week, the odds are very high that we're going to see returning moisture and warmth coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, and that intermixing with the cold air that will be over the Midwest will result in widespread precipitation. Most areas will be impacted at one time or another, and any worries about drying tendencies will likely be put to bed with the increase in precipitation that's expected. Temperatures over the course of the weekend will likely still be fairly warm across a big part of the region. We'll be looking at high temperatures running mostly in the range of 50s and 60s across the upper portions of the Midwest, while lower areas will see 60s and some 70-degree temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.